2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Experience standout performance with the Inster. Voted Irish Small Car of the Year.
Now, I was chatting to you earlier about Dancing with the Stars last night. It was a bumper night for the show, marking its 100th episode. Original presenter Nikki Byrne returned for his 60th show as guest judge, and a whole host of former celebrity dancers also returned to mentor the current contestants. But it was business as usual too, because one couple had to exit the dance floor at the end of the night. Fair City actress Stephanie Kelly and her partner, Venus Merfeldes, performed a phenomenal samba. Despite putting in a super dance, Stephanie was the sixth celebrity to be eliminated from the show after a dance-off with Jordan Dargan. And they both join me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Enjoying not being in dance rehearsals for a Monday.
Taking a bit of a breather.
Yes. So catching my breath from last night.
Guys, what a phenomenal show that was last night. 100 episodes of Dancing with the Stars. It was so special to be a part of. So you really lived out a great life on Dancing with Stars. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's talk about your samba last night. It was class.
It was unreal.
It was so good.
I'm shocked I even got through it. It was the hardest dance that I tried to learn, yeah, because there were so many different components and I just couldn't focus on all the different parts of my body all at the same time.
But you could.
Well, I tried.
I think
you
like,
absolutely did.
As a spectator watching it, you gave it socks. Like, I've never seen you as confident on that dance floor. You really just left everything.
I'm an actress.
You are. I know.
No, yes,
I know, but Stephanie,
even,
I know you're an actress and you're very
It was really
cool
fun.
But you really gave it socks from the beginning. And the beginning of the dance, for anyone who didn't see it, started off with a spotlight on Stephanie in the middle going, that specifically was the dance move.
I made those noises.
Then it flashed her. Venus, and then it flashed back to you, so it was a lot of stuff.
Well, I didn't flash her Venus. Well, okay? The spotlight flashed, okay?
We've all flashed her Venus at some point. It's just the nature of the show. You can't help yourself. In rehearsals all week as well, because I mentioned there too that there was mentors that came in with everybody, so we had different people coming back. We had Brooke Scullion, we had Jordan Conroy, we had Des Cahill, who came back to Dancing with the Stars for the very first time since he was on the show. You had your good friend and colleague Ryan Andrews.
Yes, me and Ryan both started working on Fair City around the same time.
That's mad.
Gosh, we're going back 15 years ago, I think. Oh my God, I'm so old. Yeah, so he's always been a really good friend. Listen, Ryan is a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. He's really positive. He's great with people. And he was the best person to come in and give me advice. And he was so good backstage because he was coming out and trying to calm the nerves and saying, you know, just enjoy it and give it loads. And it was great to have him there. It definitely calmed me down.
Absolutely.
Ryan did all of the entire dance moves. For anybody who's wondering as well, the dances that you did were dances that these mentors had done. So this was Ryan's samba when he was on the show a couple of years ago. And that was what you were taking on. Ryan stood up at the corner of the box and did every single step of that samba. Yeah. Like, he did not miss it.
I wish someone filmed that. I would love to see that.
I actually will talk to Sorka, who works up at the box.
Absolutely.
She probably has footage of it at some point. But he was like a stage mom
standing
inside, and he was so proud
mom.
Of you.
I'm going to call him that from now on. That's his new nickname.
And he was screaming, hey. Every single time that you were screaming, hey, he was in the corner screaming down at you as well. It was great.
Yeah.
Just before we go any further, we got a text in here from Kira that says, Stephanie did amazing, showed so much growth every single week. We are so proud of her. She's such an inspiration.
Aw, that's lovely. Is that my friend Kira, maybe?
You're not supposed to say that.
Am I not supposed to say that?
Not, sorry, if you've got friends.
Like, what's her second name? Get her details of it. What's her date of birth?
I love her. You've got friends that'll text into a radio station for you. Mine would be like,
I was like, is that actually? I don't know.
Talk to me about your time on Dancing with the Stars. And when you first heard that you got the like phone call that you got the gig and you were going to be paired up with this 6 foot wash man over here.
Yes.
Thank you.
How old are
6 foot 30.
I did refer to you as that one of the days. Well, here's the thing, okay? It was a very daunting idea, okay? And I remember saying to myself, Jeannie Mac, like, if I go and do this now, some poor fella is going to have to pick me up, right? So I asked the producers and I said, listen, I'll do it, but can I get the tallest fella that you have, like the biggest one? And so when I went in, of course, I had a Venus, and he is the tallest.
He is.
Ask and you shall receive, guys.
Absolutely.
I also,
that's the one.
I cracked a joke as well where I said, And it was half a joke. Everything's half a joke with me. And I was like, listen, I'll do it if you let me be Britney, like the VMAs with the big yellow snake. And sure, lo and behold, week two.
Sorry, week two, straight out, yellow snake.
I came in there, I'm a slave.
Absolutely.
Was that one of your favourite moments?
The cha-cha was so, so hard.
Yeah.
But it definitely was very exciting. Mm. It was really, really fun. I mean, I was living every millennial's dream. Britney, Sandy, Baby Spice.
Let's talk about Baby Spice.
Still like a highlight today.
And I love that when you actually left the show last night, I was like, but you won Team Dance. Yes. Stephanie, so it's fine. You
oh
won
my
Team
gosh.
Dance.
My daughter, Rosie, she's only 6 years old. And my husband rang me when I was on the way home last night and he said, well, Rosie burst into tears, okay? So I pretended I came in with a bottle of champagne, said I won a prize. And they just have to give the rest of them a turn because I was too good.
Oh.
She then said to me, but Mammy, I just remember when you got all the 10s and I was so happy. And I thought, when did I get 10? Did she dream this? And then I realised it was the Spice Girls group dance.
This is it. You see, it all counts for something at the end of the day. It is it's a very tough thing to take on. And especially you were working full time. Irvinas, you've told me this in passing so many times that like that Stephanie will be filming for like hours and days on end and also fitting rehearsals into that as well.
Yeah, that's why even like I remember our biggest challenge was like we always said we don't want to go home first. We want to try and hold out as long as possible because she was literally triple jobbing at one point. Mm-hmm. I'd come to her lunch breaks just to even get an hour, half an hour in on a day just to make sure that we didn't leave any day like with no rehearsals. So we literally did everything and I think Stephanie committed everything she had. Any second she was either watching a video or she was learning her lines in Fair City in breaks while I was doing like interviews or anything behind the scenes. So she was fully committed to it and I think the fact that she managed to juggle it all and then get to week eight is such an impressive feat because
it was so fulfilling. Well, like it's one of the best things I ever did. And it's funny because Ryan Andrews told me before I started this, it's one of the best experiences you'll have. You'll go on an emotional roller coaster. It's such a journey. And I rolled my eyes at me, you know, the emotional roller coaster. It's a reality TV show. I'm dancing on the telly and I can't even dance. It's going to be hilarious. Actually, oh my gosh, like I have gained so much from this. Yeah. Like personally, you know, I really challenged myself. And like I'm 38, I have three kids. I never thought I would do something so new and so scary. Yeah. And I feel like I would say yes to anything now after that, you know?
So you're exactly like, our Tyrone O'Sullivan was here earlier on today and she made the outlandish statement this morning that she reckons that she could win Formula One and she doesn't have a driver's license. So you are adopting that energy this morning, Stephanie, as well. Talking about the emotions of it, like, I mean, obviously, you know, it's fun and you are a real can-do type of person. You know, you just throw yourself into everything. But were there really hard parts of it as well?
I would say the hard parts were hard in a good way.
Okay.
It was like, oh, a challenge. You know, okay, I'm going to try and nail this down. And if I can't, it's grand.
Yeah.
Do you know, because at the end of the day, it's not a real dance competition. We're not professional dancers. It's a TV show and we're just trying our best. And everybody is giving it 100% from their what they're capable of.
I think that's very important to remember as well, is that nobody's half-arsing it.
Exactly.
Everybody's arriving at
Everyone's 100% is different.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're all on our own journey and we're all doing the best that we can do and we're all growing in our own way, whether that's on the dance floor, mentally, physically. I mean, I've lost nearly 2 stone. I'm delighted with my whole life. Do you know what I mean? I better join the gym now before I pile it back on because I'm not dancing. Irvinas, are you free during the week now to flip me around the place, keep
the
way
actually,
off?
I've got the next 4 weeks free.
Perfect. Also, I mean, you were showing up at a workplace anyway to do like 1 hour sessions. Yeah. Just look at it as PT.
You can be my PT now.
There you go. See you on your lunch break.
Irvinas, you've had, you know, loads of different dance partners on the show now and different celebs that you have danced with and you've done so many different things. What was your favourite part about dancing with Stephanie?
I think just the pure energy and I think the enjoyment that we had every single rehearsal. Like there was not a single day that I think we saw each other and didn't have the crack, weren't like laughing at some point, like bawling everything. Mm. Like we always committed to everything. And the thing is, when we needed to get the work done, we honed in, focused and got the work done. Because I remember at some points we have only a few hours in the day. Like, so we just put our head down, got the work done, but then also had such an enjoyable time. So I think just the overall energy, because it was such a joy for even me to work and enjoy and come into work every single day, because I knew that we were going to have a great time going in, and then outside of it I knew we were going to have a great time on the weekend. So
and you did always have a great time together. And even Stephanie, when you were doubting yourself, I know last night when we did the dress run, you came off the floor and you went blah 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 and Irvinas just went, no, That didn't happen. Yep. That is all in your head. Yeah. You, I think you had a really great relationship because you were able to stop you immediately before you could spiral about anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I suppose he gave you the comfort then and the confidence to go out on the floor and do those things.
I mean, I'm just so grateful that I've had him as a partner. He has made this experience for me. Oh, look at us getting all mushy. See, we can't go 5 minutes without slagging each other. But we are. We're like brother and sister. But he's amazing. He's a great teacher, but he never felt like a teacher in that sense. It definitely felt like a partnership.
Yeah.
And that's because he made it feel that way. And he always allowed me to learn in my own way. For example, right?
Oh,
sorry about this, but I don't think he can go and teach normally ever again because I've changed all the names of all the dance steps to suit myself. So we had this, what was it called? A fleckle?
The fleckle, right? In Viennese.
And I was like, I just can't get this. And then it was like, oh, I get it. It's three steps in one and we're doing two of them. So it's like two, three in ones. Like a curry tray.
So we called it the curry
tray.
So
then we just started going, and then we do the curry tray. It's only one curry tray. Yeah. I just kept changing the names. Yeah. We also had another chasse. What's it called?
Anytime side close side, a chasse turned into a rainbow.
Okay. I was like, that's the shape of a rainbow. That's how I remember that. It's a rainbow. Yeah. I had my own dictionary.
Gear stick.
And then he was like, we changed direction. I was like, kind of like a gear stick. I don't even drive. So it was like, and that's the gear stick. And that's how I remembered all of them. And he went with this.
Yeah, that's what I said every single time on a dance floor. Like, if we were mic'd, you would have heard me, right? Curry tray, good. Step side close and gear stick. Amazing, Grant.
They need to do that for the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Is mic, or I know you are mic'd so that you can talk afterwards, but they need to switch on your mic so we can hear it all, because the stuff that comes out of the pro dancers' mouths to their celebrity partners is absolutely
They're screaming
brilliant.
Through their teeth.
And they're smiling. Absolutely. And their heads are back and their posture is absolutely perfect. And they're going,
neck out.
It's usually, for me, it's usually slow down.
You did get on like a house of fire. Also, Ravina's, you caught yourself last night at the elimination when your name was called, and you were chatting to myself and Jen, and we said, how did you get on? And you said, Stephanie's my favourite dance partner, with all your old dance partners sitting behind you watching you. I just clapped eyes with Katia.
I know. I got.
Don't take it back.
I got
it's
grief
fine.
Afterwards. It was great. Because they all just ran up to me afterwards, and I was like, oh, I'm now going to take a picture with you.
For anybody who's wondering, who are your other celebrity partners that you've had in the show?
So my first year was Missy Keaton.
Yeah.
My second year was Stephanie Roach.
Yeah.
Third year was Katia Mia. Last year was Kaylee Trapp. And this year was the amazing Stephanie Kelly.
His favourite.
Absolutely.
It's like picking one of your favourite kids. Yeah. I always whisper to my kids, I'm like, you're my favourite. Like,
he said
to them all.
He said on national television. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I just said it in front of them all, watching front row. So it was great.
That was absolutely brilliant. You were sensational on the show. You were so much fun to be around as well. And I mean, you said it at the very beginning, you lived out every millennial girl's dream by getting to do Britney Spears, by getting to do Grease, by getting to play Baby Spice. You just got into character. But I have to ask you, because we're so close to it now, who do you think is going to make the final of Dancing with the Stars?
Who do I think is going to make it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm giving you a big out here now, because there's four names you can give me.
Okay. I think Caitlin's going to make it. I think Eric's going to make it. I think Paddy might make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe Tolu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And who do you think is going to win?
Who do I think, or who do I want to win? Because I'll give you all the juice.
Oh, I mean, give me two.
It's an open book now.
Give me who you want to win. Just stick with that.
I would love Tolu or Caitlin to win the show.
Okay.
It's a girl's turn, and they're fabulous. They're all fabulous, can I just say?
Yeah.
And it's hard to get that in a TV. Like, I feel like they're all amazing in their own way, and there's not one person who's not sound. One person who hasn't been sound throughout the whole thing. Like, they're all so lovely. And you know what? I'd be delighted for any of them lifting that glitter ball.
Yeah.
But I'd love it to be one of the girls. And if it's not, I'd be delighted for the lads as well.
Yeah. Very diplomatic at the end there. Well,
yeah.
I
would be delighted, though, if the lads won. Because I watch how much work they're putting into it. And I watch how much they're trying. And I really enjoy watching them dance. They're all fantastic dancers.
This is the thing about it. And like, if you even go back to, I don't hate bringing it back to Team Dance. I will bring it back to Team Dance.
Absolutely
all the time.
Bring it back to
Team Dance. We split up all the girls and the boys. So the boys on Jen's side had a lot of work to do, because we had all the male pros. So they had to work. They had to do all the lifts, you know, they had to do all the jumps, they had to do all the tricks and all that. And you were watching them, you're going, you've nailed this. You've done such a great job.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Yeah.
And they're putting their all into it.
Yeah.
They really are. And it's amazing because we get to see it behind behind the scenes. We watch them in rehearsals. And the other thing is, everyone is so lovely.
Yeah.
Everyone treats you so well, from especially the pro dancers. Like, I was expecting to be a very teacher-student relationship. They really mind you. I feel like he's my therapist now.
Big
but
babies.
Yeah, but they're all like that. And they're all so encouraging.
Yeah.
And the choreographers, big shout out to Josh and Neil and Darren. They are fantastic. They really try to make sure that you're happy and comfortable. And they really help you and drive you and encourage you. They're fantastic.
They're as nervous as you guys are getting onto the floor too, because they want you to succeed. Everybody, yeah. And that's the thing about Dancing with the Stars, is they everybody wants everyone to do well. No one wants anyone to flop. Or Venus, you're not getting out of this. Go on, give it to me. Who do you think is going to make the final? And who do you think is going to
make the final? I think, again, Eric, Caitlin, and I think it might be a Jordan and Tolu situation. Just because ultimately we don't know. And I think they've all shown so much growth and had such amazing weeks.
Yeah.
So even calling those four, honestly, it's an absolute guess, because as even what happened for us this week, it's a case of one dance decides it all. And no matter what we have coming up, it's a case of if we get caught on this week, you get caught on this week, and that could be it. So since anything can happen any of the weeks, it's a case of, honestly, it's anyone's game, I think.
Yeah, and the standard is very, very high.
It is
high. You couldn't begrudge anybody lifting that. I mean, did you see that lift that Philip did last night, where he literally held Daniela by the ankles?
And I'm going to see if he'll do that with me at the rap party.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to see what it feels like to go that high.
You'll have to get in line though, because Jennifer Zamparelli will be there first. Stephanie and her Venus, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know that you must be on such a buzz coming off the show and doing the amount of work that you did, Stephanie. I'd say you're so proud of yourself right now, aren't you?
I'm so proud of myself. I didn't even think I'd get to week 8. Like, I'm shocked.
You said this to me in the toilets 2 weeks ago. We were in the loo in Liffey Trust, and I said, how are you getting on with everything, you know, with doing the job and your kids and the training? And you went, to be completely honest, I didn't think I'd still be here, so I actually hadn't thought this far ahead.
Yeah, I was just like, I felt I had like imposter syndrome, you know. And even like when it came to the dance off, it's this weird feeling, because I just knew immediately. I was like, oh my God, this is my last time I'm gonna dance. Aww. I knew straight away, especially with Jordan. But it made me kind of just relax.
Okay, and enjoy
it. I've done half of it wrong, but at least I enjoyed it. It was just like, yeah, at one stage I just started clapping. I wasn't
sorry, that's
I was like a seal. But you know what? It was really, really enjoyable. And like, I was just so grateful. I didn't feel sad after. I mean, I did feel emotions.
Of course.
But definitely not sad emotions.
You said
I described it.
Yeah, you did.
And it's like, when, sorry Laura, but it's like when your wedding's over.
Yeah. Sorry, this was.
She'll go through this. It's like getting the wedding blues. I remember after the second day of our wedding, we were in the car going home and I was sulking. I was like, huh? What now?
So you've got the dancing blues
of
from Irvina.
Exactly. Yes.
The minds of her wedding.
Stephanie and Irvina, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and well done.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM, sponsored by Hyundai. Experience standout performance with the Inster, voted Irish Small Car of the Year.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.